It's 77 degrees in Carbondale, 73 in Mount Vernon, and 71 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. Expect a partly cloudy sky today. We do have the chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially by late this afternoon. High around 93 degrees. High humidity will push the feels-like temperature, that heat index, above 100 again today. Winds will be south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. With concerns over what it calls dangerous overcrowding, the union representing state workers filed suit yesterday against Governor Pat Quinn to stop the transfer of prisoners from the TAM Supermax prison and other state facilities targeted for closure. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees filed the suit in Alexander County. AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl says they're seeking an injunction to prevent the closures.
Or to take any steps to implement the closure, like the transfer of any of these thousands of inmates that they would shuffle all throughout the state. Until those grievances can be resolved, until the impact bargaining is completed, and until there is an assurance that when our members walk through those prison gates, they'll be as safe as possible.
Lindahl says up to 5,000 inmates will have to be reclassified and then transferred as a result of the pending closure of TAMS, along with the Dwight Correctional Center, adult transition centers in Carbondale, Chicago, and Decatur, and youth centers in Joliet and Murfreesboro. Lindahl says the injunction also asks the governor to fulfill his contractual obligation to bargain with the union over the impact the proposed facility closures will have on union prison workers.
How the closures will impact our members' job rights, but also their working conditions. And those negotiations have taken place, but they have not been completed. And yet the administration is moving forward with actions that could cause irreparable harm.
Governor Quinn wants to close TAMS and the other correctional facilities by the end of this month. Lindahl says they hope to have an initial hearing on the injunction request either today or early next week. State Treasurer Dan Rutherford says he's cautiously optimistic that the state's financial condition is improving, but warns Governor Pat Quinn has to push harder for a reduction in the state's huge pension liability. The Republican treasurer says the governor needs to bring legislative leaders together and negotiate an agreement to cut the state's pension obligations, pegged at upward of $85 billion.
The dollar amount for that increase in that fiscal year was almost dollar for dollar the amount of the increase that was necessary for payments in the state pension systems. So it's pretty clear that we're not going to be able to do anything to help our schools, our those with special needs, our public safety, and so forth, because any revenue that's coming in right now is going to pay pensions payments. That is abundantly imperative to get resolved.
The legislature adjourned in May without acting on the pension issue. Rutherford says overall he was pleased with the budget adopted by the legislature for the fiscal year that began July 1st. Governor Quinn has called lawmakers back to Springfield for a one-day special session scheduled for August 17th. A 25-year-old passenger who died in the crash of a double-decker megabus in central Illinois was a native of India traveling to central Missouri. Aditi Avad was headed to Columbia, Missouri, when the bus slammed into an interstate bridge support pillar yesterday near Litchfield. Dozens of people were sent to hospitals with injuries. It's still not clear how many remained hospitalized as of early this morning. Illinois State Police Trooper Brad Lamar says he didn't know where Avad was seated on the bus, which was traveling from Chicago to Kansas City. The city in which she lived is also not immediately known. Some hospital officials said early this morning they were still treating patients, though none were reporting that any of the injuries were life-threatening. The Williamson County Sheriff's Department is working to increase gun safety in that county. The department is hosting a handgun safety program tomorrow. Deputy John Fleming says the live fire portion of the training is a real eye-opener for attendants and lets people see just what a firearm is capable of doing. Fleming says the day-long course is good training for anyone who keeps a gun in their home. About 3 hours is spent in the classroom, another 4 at the department's firing range. You can call the sheriff's department if you'd like to register or want more information. Expect a partly cloudy sky today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 93. It's 7:10.